Hey, it's Megan and Sarah with your Mom Minute, where we share tips and ideas to make your life as a mom easier and more fun. And today we're talking about tips for sharing board game time with your family. I love playing board games with my kids, but sometimes, as you know, Sarah, it can be a little stressful. Not everybody always gets along.
Yes.
So,
and
yeah.
It can really be tough with kids of mixed ages. You know, just
Absolutely.
When some of your kids are reaching the sweet spot of being able to play fair and actually follow the rules, then you've got a little one who's not quite there yet, or an older one who's too cool. So it can be a tough thing. So one really simple rule we have in our family is that the winner cleans up, or the winning team if it was a team game. And this is going back to when I was a kid. This was our rule. So it's just something really simple, but I find that when the game ends, and sometimes there's a little disappointment on the part of those who did not win, especially with little kids, you guys know what I'm talking about, having it preset that the winner always cleans up the game just offsets that feeling of disappointment for those who did not win. And the winner's usually a pretty good sport because they're happy that they won.
That is actually a great tip, and that's using psychology, people. So here's another little psychology tip for you. When kids are little, it's totally okay to make up modified rules for a game to keep you from, like, sitting in front of that Catan board or Monopoly board for 8 hours. Just reduce the number of points you have to reach to win, or agree that you're going to quit playing after an hour and count up all your money and property and see who won that way. It's really up to you how you play these games, and I feel like when you have those multiple-aged kids, sometimes the older kids are just as happy to kind of wrap it up, too, if they've been playing with their four-year-old sibling the whole time. And you know, you can even do like the whole mom just decides the game is over kind of thing. It's really up to you how this is played. And I never want to let the length of a game keep me from playing the game to begin with, because that's what it's all about.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is you'll find you'll say yes more often if there are some structure or strategies to keep you from those epic games. Those epic games are the worst.
They can be, yes.
All right. Well, this has been another Mom Minute from Sarah and Megan of the Mom Hour. For more ideas to make your life as a mom easier and more fun, head over to themomhour.com.